Welcome back. You're listening to Those Trans Guys podcast, a podcast focused on everyday education and experiences about trans men. The sponsor for this podcast is Trinket and Vine. Trinket and Vine is a Vancouver-based pin shop and also a friend of mine. And if you use the code TRANSPOD22 at checkout, you receive 20% off all purchases. I just wanted to thank these guys for supporting me with this podcast, for also being a friend, and for being amazing with the kind of work that they do and LGBT support of all kinds. So thanks again, Trinket and Vine, for supporting me and my channel, but also for making amazing pins, and I hope you guys check them out. Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Those Trans Guys. Today is July 1st, and is officially Canada Day here in Canada, and shortly after is going to be July 4th, which is the American holiday, but it's kind of funny how they're so close together. But I apologize again for the delay. Life's been busy, work's been crazy, and haven't had a lot of time to sit down and make an episode. Working a lot of weekends sometimes can do that to you, and then catching up on life things. So I thought I'd come back today and make an episode and talk about something that's pretty important, I think, in a lot of ways in our lives, but more so in mental health and just in general with setting yourself up for success and also just looking out for your well-being. So today's episode is boundaries, which is a hard one for me in ways because it's a bit raw and a bit of a homework assignment, I guess you could say. In a lot of ways throughout my life, I've kind of navigated this and it's always sat on the back of my head and mind. And in more kind of pressing terms, I've decided to take it to the next step of really implying it into my life and putting it into a lot of different situations that I never thought about before. And I really think that in ways this transition has been an experience of a lot of a journey, but also a growth in ways and really boosting myself up in ways that I never thought was possible. If that's just in general terms or in my well-being of everyday life, this journey has really changed me in a lot of ways. So that being said, the boundary part of it ties in a lot of ways, which I'll get into. So this topic I wanted to touch on is important in a lot of ways, from work, from friends, from relationships, family. Boundaries can be set in many different ways and many different levels, from more severe to less severe. So in this aspect for me, it's setting a boundary for my dad. And it's been a journey, and a hard journey, to say the least. And I never really kind of put that into place until I lost my mom. And he really feels that he can do more and try more out of many years that he hasn't tried. So I made the conscious call after feeling quite anxious, quite torn a lot of the time, and quite mixed feelings about it, about trying to maintain a relationship with someone who's quite negative and toxic in my life, and someone who's not really a supporter in a lot of ways, and holds a lot of judgment and manipulation and controlling me still from a distance. So I decided to make a conscious call of setting a boundary. That boundary might be not getting back to him as quickly as I used to, or not replying to texts or calls, just being really firm with what I need in that moment. So on weekends, to me, it's very valuable time, which I catch up with friends, go to the gym, you know, whatever it might be in that week. Because it varies from time to time. And working in healthcare sometimes can be draining. So the weekends to me are valuable. And I surround myself with people that don't drain me energy-wise. And the last thing I want to do is be around someone who drains me. Because I don't need that. And especially after the year I've had with losing mom and everything else kind of mixed in with that, I decided to make the call of stepping back. And so far it feels good. It's hard to describe because it's kind of a raw, fresh beginning of it, but I feel like so far it's been okay. I've also been trying to set boundaries up for myself for other things too. If it's like toxic friendships or people that aren't really there for me as I need them to be, to at work with certain people that have taken a lot from me and not given much back. And so I've put my energy into myself and also people that are good for me and positive to me. And it's been a learning journey because it's hard to set those boundaries because you don't want to make someone upset or push them away or jeopardize anything. So the boundary can totally be individual and put into place on your own terms. So seeing my therapist has helped because she's allowed me to create a safe space to talk about it and to navigate what that looks like for me. And the therapy sessions have been mostly focused on my dad because it's been the raw, hard, painful part that has always been a part of my life. But the controlling piece has played more play than I actually thought it did until I started to talk about it and discuss it, and someone else can agree with me that it's just not a healthy piece. And I realized that after having, like, spending time with my brother and the kids and everyone, that it actually is just my dad. Out of all of the family in my life who is negative and controlling, that's the only aspect that I need to set a boundary for. And I thought all this time that it was all in my head. But then once I was able to talk to them and see them, they're actually on my side. And he isn't. And he never really has been. And he's always judged and jeopardized my life and my decisions and my choices when really I'm the happiest I've ever been. But he doesn't see that. He sees it as the negative impact it's making to his life because it's a more difficult path that he has to go on and not about that his child's happy. So these boundaries have now allowed me to step back, to heal and mend the wounds, and to create a safe place for me that I need and want and deserve. And I think that the point of this discussion I'm having on this clip or this episode is that boundaries are hard to kind of reach the point of acknowledging it, yet alone to put into place, yet alone to follow through with it, because you have a temptation to step back, fall into your bad habits and routines, and forget why you set the boundary in the first place. I think it's a learning journey as who we are as a human, and especially someone who myself struggles with anxiety and ups and downs with getting in my head and overthinking, which I'm working on, because I would overthink and think that no one wants to talk to me or be around me, but really it's all in my head. So the boundary set is stepping back and having less conversation and less interrogation from him, and it feels good. It feels refreshing and rejuvenating. And I'm not completely cutting off all communication and ties, but in the meantime, it feels good and it feels like the right thing to do. So like I said, it can be relationship, it can be work, it can be family, friend, whatever. But I think that it's a smart thing to do, because if you don't step back and take yourself away from that situation and that toxic situation and that person, I think it's just going to hurt you in the long run more so. And it's a hard homework assignment, because I haven't really tried to do it until more recently. And now I feel like it's changed my well-being and my general aura of who I am and how I feel in so many ways. And it just feels like a big weight off my chest. And it's hard to talk about because I'm still dealing with and processing it. But it's one that I know that I need to, and one that I know that'll help my life for the better. So try and just take that as you will and roll with it as you will. But I think in the scheme of things, looking at the bigger picture of it all, I never really wanted to come to these terms of trying to cut, or not, I guess, cut, but step back and dissociate myself with the negative and toxic things, because I'm a nice person and I just tend to do things regardless, if it's, you know, a family friend or whatever. But in hindsight, I see that it was taking a negative toll and it wasn't helping me in the long run. And there's still so much work I have to do on myself, obviously. It's a learning adventure all the time and a learning experience. And I think in the end of the day, the first few days were hard because I feel bad for stepping back and ignoring. But then I'm also like, well, why am I feeling bad when I've had these conversations with him or reach out or reply to the phone call or whatever? It's the same manipulative and negative phone call and tearing me down piece by piece because I didn't pick up the phone right away or because I didn't tell him I was out doing my laundry or whatever. And it's like, I don't feel like it's fair that I didn't do it sooner, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it. So I took it as like a day by day thing. And now we're at like 2 or 3 weeks and it feels quite refreshing. And I think that when I'm ready to have a conversation of like the hard things that he told me not to do, like get a car or tattoo, things like that, I'll feel like I'm in a better headspace. My therapist also said, you know, reach to your brother if you need support. And I'm like, I don't always put that on my brother. I mean, he and his wife also struggle with my dad sometimes too. But I can't let that stop me from trying to stand on my own 2 feet and do it myself. So the space and time is healing. So setting boundaries can be great and it can be hard. But I think if you don't get discouraged and try and take steps to meet your goal of, you know, a better well-being, I think it'll eventually get easier. And it's hard because sometimes we say too much and then it leads to chaos, which I've made plenty of those mistakes where I speak my mind and it either goes great or it goes horrible. So you never really know because you don't know till you try. But the boundaries can be rewarding and it can be rejuvenating in ways. It can also be the scariest thing you've ever done because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's on the other side. But as I want to just share today, like, it's a journey and it's an experience, and it's one that I'm proud of myself for taking because I try not to let people dictate my life or tell me what to do. But I am always on a discovery path, and of course seeing a therapist helps because they've offered a lot of insight that I never thought to think about or to try, because I'm just a genuine person and I just go about my life and put up with the crap and get beaten down for it. So, but I think it's the biggest milestone in my journey of self-discovery and building confidence that has lacked and hurt for so long. So it's a journey and it's always going to be a journey. But I think the thing to take away is just, if you want to make yourself happy and if you want to live your life for you, I think the small steps, however that may be, are all going to help you in the long run to be a better version of yourself and to just not be miserable, basically. And I wouldn't say that I'm miserable. I just definitely had a lot more anxiety and weight on my chest because losing mom was one thing, but also just trying to navigate an even harder relationship with my dad since I was younger is another thing. To just always feeling like the outcasted family member sometimes because of how many things I went through, how many struggles I went through, and how many down days I had more than good. But it all led to me in a way of where I am today. It led me in a great direction because little by little I've reached milestones and got over challenging things and grown up in ways that I look back on now and I'm proud of myself. But I'm also setting boundaries for myself because I don't need any more crap in my life. I don't need any more drama. So I'm slowly trying to work through that and to see what belongs in my life and what doesn't. And I'm working through it in a lot of ways. It's not just my dad. It can be a friend or it could be work people or whatever. I've had many days where I haven't really owned up to the fact of what's happening at hand until after the fact. So I hope this helps because I really think that it's a stepping stone and it's a learning experience and there's always something to tackle and to conquer every day. And a boundary can be seen in so many ways. I think that the more relevant ones are relationships, family, friends, work things. Those are kind of more pressing, but they can be very spread out and wide assortment for sure. But I hope this helps and I appreciate you guys sticking by me as I make another episode that's very much delayed. But I hope to be back on track soon and make more regular podcasts because I miss them and I like doing them. And I like to share what I'm working through and what comes up for me because there's quite a few. So anyways, hope you guys have a great day, great week, and stay healthy and strong. And I'll see you guys again soon. Thanks.